Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back, folks. I am really excited about talking with our next guest because I just love the restaurant industry. I worked in that industry for a number of years as a young man, worked at Masson's Restaurant out on the lakefront. Many of you probably remember it, many of you too young to remember it. But our next guest is Chef Meg Bickford, Commander's Palace Executive Chef. Chef, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I am doing great. I absolutely love what you do. We go to Commander's all the time. Really enjoy all the presentations that you have, and very excited to talk to you today.
Well, thank you. That's so kind of you. We are very lucky. We've got an incredible team. I'm very proud of the work we do.
So let's talk about that. I mean, obviously, the icon, Ella Brennan, there's an achievement award that's given to folks in the restaurant and hospitality industry every year in her memory. She would be 100 on Thanksgiving Day, I think, if my memory serves me correct. And y'all did a special tribute to her. So tell us about it.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, Ella is very present in this restaurant still today, especially with those of us that were fortunate enough to get to work side by side with her. And, you know, we don't forget the things that she taught us, and we are, you know, all constantly trying to continue what she started here. And so this tribute to her for her birthday. You know, we all laughed and said that she would hate us celebrating a dead woman's birthday on her 100th anniversary. But we said we're going to do it anyway. And so doing the tasting menu in honor of her for this past month was a real honor for me. And the menu was a lot harder to write than I anticipated, just because it was so important to get it right. And it was interesting to see the way that we approached it. Instead of just doing things that we knew that she loved and really replicating old dishes, we decided with some of them to kind of take our, you know, our spin on them, right? And how we would like to serve them to her today, or keeping them the same. And we know that she loved them that way and serving them that way. So it was fun to sit around and talk about Ella and talk about what she liked to eat, and that brought up a lot of great stories and laughs, and so this menu kind of came together. And I have to say, you know, at first it was a lot of nerves, you know, about getting it right, and it's, you know, to honor her is such a big deal to us personally, let alone what she has done for the city of New Orleans and means to all our friends and family around the city. You know, to us, it was very important to do it right. And once we did it, we were really, really happy with what we put out. And it's been a lot of fun. And my team, my younger cooks that didn't get to know her, were really excited to be a part of this celebration for her and get to know her through the food that we're cooking this month.
It's really great, though, that y'all get to honor her passion for creativity, because a lot of the dishes that, you know, that became the mainstays there were created at a point in time where she had a lot of influence over them with whoever absolutely the up-and-coming chef was at the time, right?
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. I would say the blue crab cheesecake is the first course on our tasting menu for Ella. And that dish very much was an inspiration of her. When all the cousins took over an open Palace Cafe, and the tea says me and my cousins ran it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ella and Dottie and they would stop by and they would get checked on, you know, and see how the younger generation was doing and how their restaurant was doing. And so they were always in the restaurant checking on them. And it was actually, I think it was Dickie was the chef at the time at Palace Cafe. And Ella was really pushing him, you know, to do more exciting food. And this crab meat cheesecake was one of her visions that he came up with. And that's been on the Palace Cafe, you know, for decades until, unfortunately, just recently. But that's another one of those things that we won't let die, right? And
right.
So we're all picking up the ball and still running with it.
And the next course, one of my favorite fish, the pompano, and y'all have an incredible presentation with it as well.
So this, actually, we're doing flounder, and I'll say at the beginning of the month, we couldn't get our hands on any flounder, so we did pompano, which fortunately was one of Ella's favorite fish, but flounder was her true favorite.
Oh, really?
And so we were able to get some beautiful local fresh flounder, and so we were able to change the menu to do that. But this is served with an herb saint and basil coulis. The flounder is rissoled in brown butter, nice tender flaky fish. The herb saint goes with grilled artichokes really beautifully. And one of Ella's favorite dishes from when Chef Tori McPhail was here at Commander's, he kind of created this dish for Ella, and it was a poached Gulf oysters with artichokes and absinthe, and like this crispy puff pastry dome lid. It was actually one of the first dishes that I learned how to cook here at Commander's. And she just absolutely loved that. So we kind of took a lot of those flavors without doing the same dish over again. We knew she loved the comparison of those flavors, put those together with her favorite fish, and then topped that with a crisp Parmesana tuile. So it's like this very, very thin, super crispy potato layer over the top of the fish that you kind of break through, then it bursts into all these beautiful bright flavors.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And then you guys do something kind of unique. Of course, I like drinking throughout the entire meal. I'm a wino, so I love my wine.
We like to do that too. We take a break from the wine for a little sip of booze.
So we take a break from the wine, and we have the drink in the middle. And tell us about how that came to be.
Well, the Coupe de Milieu, for us, it's such an appropriate New Orleans palate cleanser, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, the intermezzo is been around for a very long time. That word is not new to us. But for us, the Coupe de Milieu is a tiny petite cocktail, not just a straight shot of booze, but a tiny petite cocktail that is nestled in between all these courses. And so it's an opportunity to sit back, to take a breath. You know, we don't have to rush anything. Enjoy a little cocktail. Kind of settle yourself for the next courses to come. And we just feel like that is oh so New Orleans and oh so Commander's. And so we do on all of our tasting menus, we always have a little cocktail break in between.
A lot of folks, especially I'm sure a lot of folks from out of town are not familiar with that. How do they react?
Well, I mean, it is funny, you know, you definitely get people that are surprised and, you know, like, oh, I didn't order this. Like, they don't know why we're bringing them drinks. But I think everybody loves it. And I think it, you know, for folks that come and visit us here in New Orleans, it's really fun to let them kind of get immersed in real, you know, New Orleans mentality and the way that we do love to enjoy our eating and drinking and carrying on. And so we're really inviting them to do that with us. I think people really get a kick out of it. And this saloon in the sky is, you know, that's what Ella called heaven, and that's where she was going to go, where, you know, everybody was having a good time, and it was all the people she loved and no one she didn't. And so that's, we thought that was just the most appropriate name for that cocktail.
Yeah, there's a beautiful painting there at the restaurant, which I love. Please know, for the record, I would never turn away from the coup de milieu ever. And then we start to finish out with as the entree, the veal dish.
Yeah, so there's two entrees to finish this meal before we get to dessert. And the first of the savory dishes is a veal daube glacé. So veal daube is, you know, tender braised veal in a very red wine, tomato, and veal stock forward braise. Super hearty and definitely a classic of Ella's. But veal daube glacé is, you know, when you had all of this braised meat and this pot of beautiful stew and you fed everybody, what you did with the leftovers would be to remove the liquid from the meat and the vegetables, and you chop all of that up, and then you reduce that liquid until it becomes very, very intense into a glacé, right, where it's mm-hmm. going to get gelatinous, excuse me. And so then you combine all those two things to get back together again, and it becomes a snack. So it's really, you know, the very refined version of hogshead cheese made with veal. And Ella just absolutely loved veal daube. And the processes of making things like that and people eating glacés is kind of going away. And so we thought it was a really fun opportunity to bring that back and kind of put it in front of people, you know, kind of remember you like this.
Yeah.
And so we did that with a 5-hour egg. So it's kind of a, you know, the 5-hour egg is cooked with an immersion circulator, and it's circulated for 5 hours till the white just sets. And the yolk is nice and custardy and creamy on the inside. So it's kind of a combination of you know, modern cooking techniques with very old cooking techniques on one plate, which I felt like just really encapsulated Ella, right? I mean, she always wanted everyone around her to be pushing and to be innovative and to, you know, always be thinking about what's next, and not just what's next, but like really what our future is with food in this city. And so it was just a great way to nod to her time coming up and the food of that time with the innovation of which she was so excited to see as things really started to change towards her tail end of time in the kitchen.
And if you've not had a 5-hour egg, you just don't know what you're missing.
They are fantastic.
I mean, I literally could start with that for breakfast every morning.
You should. There's no reason not to.
Yeah, well, other than the 5 hours.
The 5 hours, right.
So we finish out with one of my favorites, the apple cobbler.
So before the apple cobbler,
right.
We have
one other thing. I forgot.
Herb-crusted lamb chops.
Yes, right.
We can't forget about the lamb chops. So this is a dish that, and I believe it was when Emeril and Ella were in the kitchen together.
Yeah.
That this dish, just the way that we do these lamb chops, I mean, we render all of the fat off of the lamb chops on the grill low and slow and really caramelize all of that fat. And then we gently, lightly glaze them with Creole mustard and then pack on this very intense ground herb and breadcrumb mixture and roast the lamb chops that way. And they're just so good. I mean, this is, I've had the pleasure of being at Commander's for a very long time. But that means that I've been eating Commander's house food for a very long time. And as a young cook, this was, to me, was just one of the best things that we had done. So I was very excited to bring this back. It's not something that we get to do very often anymore. And so we're excited to do this for Ella. And then the miso apple cobbler, you know, Creole cream cheese, we had a scare a long time ago. And Creole cream cheese was kind of going away. People were buying more things in grocery stores, making less things at home. And this is one of the things that kind of wasn't being made anymore. And so Ella realized, you know, that this was going to go away if we didn't save it. And so we started making Creole cream cheese here at Commander's Palace. And one of the very first things that we did with Creole cream cheese was make Creole cream cheese ice cream, which we still make very often here today, but I thought it was important that it would be on this dessert. Our apple cobbler is drenched in a foie gras caramel and lightly macerated in a little bit of miso with false spice. Again, pairing that sweet and savory and just doing something more exciting, which Ella loved. She also wasn't a fan of very frou-frou desserts. You know, if she was going to eat a dessert, she wanted a dessert. So we made sure to give that to her.
Well, Creole cream cheese is like butter. How could that go away?
Right? I agree. I was shocked that there was a problem there, too. But fortunately, we use it all over the kitchen here at Commander's. It is in savory applications and sweet applications. And so we are teaching everyone how to make it, so it won't go away.
You learn something new every day. I had no idea that it was that difficult to get it any longer.
It had become that way. And fortunately, you know, if enough people put attention to things like that, then we can save, you know, big pieces of our culture that if no one's paying attention, we can lose them, you know.
Chef, if you would, for the benefit of our listening audience, a lot of people don't realize all of the incredible chefs, including yourself, that have made their way through the kind of Commander's system that have influenced the cuisine of New Orleans and the cuisine of this country in so many incredible ways. What's that like for you to be, you know, the one now?
Well, I definitely feel like I stand on the shoulders of giants, you know, and just like, you know, talking about building this menu for Ella and you know, doing her proud. I feel that way about so many hundreds of culinarians that have come through this building. There have been some very big name chefs that have made fantastic careers for themselves that are household names. But there's also just a lot of really hardworking, very creative, talented folks that have come through this kitchen. And I think everyone that has left a little piece behind here, and they've taken a whole ton with them. And to me, that's just, it's incredible to work in a place that has so much history and so much future in front of it. And it is a lot, but you know, you've got to keep the eye on the prize every day. Not get overwhelmed with the responsibility of it, but just realize that, you know, this is a big deal and what we're doing really matters. And I'm very fortunate to work with the people that I have worked with and that I do work with now. And Commander's is going to keep pushing, and we are really enjoying what we're doing here, and we just want to invite everybody to come enjoy it with us.
You know, Chef, what's amazing to me is how many people I've met that have, you know, worked their way through at some point in time in their career at Commander's, who are now CEOs of companies that have nothing to do with the restaurant or hospitality industry. Because it's all about a work ethic, right?
It's about a lot of things.
Yeah.
There's so many transferable skills that you can learn in hospitality that can take you anywhere.
Yeah, I'm just always amazed. And what I love, though, is the passion that they talk about their experience and how they hearken back to that time there and how much influence it has on who they are today and you know, their management style and what they're about and how they lead their organization today. I just love hearing these stories.
Well, I love hearing that, too. Thank you for sharing that.
So it's so great to have you with us today. We have just a couple of more opportunities to enjoy this tasting menu, I believe, tonight, tomorrow night, and I'm not sure about the actual birthday night. Are y'all? Is it being offered Thanksgiving evening or no?
It is not going to be offered on Thanksgiving evening. We have a whole special menu for Thanksgiving, but we will have this menu until our Revion menu kicks off. So
oh, okay. Awesome.
Very end of, yeah. So we've got a few more days, but starting Saturday, I think we'll slowly start to change some items as we prepare for our Revion festivities. But it's been a blast to be able to do this menu, and I feel like we've enjoyed it so much that some of these things we'll probably see again. But we do have a few more days, so please come and join us and celebrate Ella with us.
And I know Miss Ella would be so very proud of you, no doubt in my mind.
And well, that's very kind.
And if you would, tell T hello, one of my favorite people.
I would love to, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Chef Meg Bickford from Commander's Palace, the executive chef there. Congratulations and have a great holiday season.
Thank you, too. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you. We will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us, folks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.